conventional wisdom among megachurch pastors and evangelical celebrities and the leading church growth experts today, to a large degree, is the polar opposite of what Paul calls for here in 1 Corinthians 2. Today's cults of celebrity are the postmodern mirror of Corinthian hero worship, the very thing he was attacking. The church today could hardly be more at odds with the Apostle Paul's instructions. And in fact, the tendency to make rock stars and pop idols and religious kahunas out of church leaders is precisely what Paul was opposing here in Corinth. Hero worship not only caused division in the church, it also encouraged both the religious superstars and their followers to put too much confidence in the flesh. Now, if you've come to a Shepherd's Conference any time in the past decade, you've probably heard me say things like this many times before. And I don't think I've ever spoken in this conference without pointing out that virtually all the fads and philosophies of fashionable evangelicalism are squarely at odds with the instructions Scripture gives to church leaders. I keep saying it, and meanwhile, evangelical fads continue to come and go, and practically all of today's most stylish ideas about church leadership and evangelistic strategy are just transient expressions of the spirit of the age. Don't chase those fads. My challenge to you has always been, take Paul's instructions for ministry seriously. And it amazes me how many pastors will devour book after book about innovation and the quest for relevance in contemporary church leadership philosophies, while they totally ignore what Scripture has to say about that very subject. You know, the juggernaut of style-driven evangelicalism just keeps rolling. And every word of caution or criticism about the latest evangelical fad is ignored or treated with scorn, really, by all but a remnant.